New York State is going to kick in more money for a water line in the Jefferson County town of Orleans. The state will pay half of the $8 million residents were going to pay for the new line. Their wells are contaminated with salt they say is from a nearby State Road salt storage barn. David Summerstein reports.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's office called Orleans Town Supervisor Kevin Rarick Thursday night to say the state will pay another $4 million for the line. Orleans is running the new water line because hundreds of residents have salt and in some cases lead contaminating their well water. Residents blame the state's nearby road salt storage barn as the source of the pollution. The state denies that. Andy Green is a resident with bad water, and he's been a lead organizer in a local effort to get the state to take responsibility. He says the $4 million is good news, but not the ultimate goal.
You know, the goal line is accountability by New York State, not just monetarily, but, you know, they need to be accountable for the mistake that they made and for, you know, the damage that they've done to our aquifer and any other aquifers that they've done damage to.
Homeowners in other places near road salt barns have also had water problems, including Pamelia in Jefferson County and Dannemora in the Adirondacks. Assemblywoman Addie Jenny has said she's convinced the state salt barn is the problem in Orleans. In a text, she said the extra money is great news and praised Governor Cuomo for, quote, making things right for the people in Orleans. The new water line will cost $13 million. Residents were going to have to pay $8 million of that through a no-interest loan. This money cuts that in half. Construction is expected to start in the spring. I'm David Summerstein for WRVO News.